We have three poets to go. I know it's late, and I know they'll be brief. So let me bring up Phil Gunis. Phil, still here? Phil has published in River Styx 4. He's published several interviews. You may have seen Steam Shovel Press, which is his publication, a very lively literary publication, which came out for about 5 or 6 years.
Okay, just want to take this moment to thank Michael, Jan, and Danny for over 20 years of hard work, imagination, and openness, which those were the people that really made River Styx fly in the or flow in the first few days and years. So this poem is called Three Seasons. It's from number 4. All winter spent sneering and snorting the snow while the glacier of doom slid closer to the door and eventually into the rooms of the home. When the check came, I was out to lunch. No dues paid, only debts acquired, karmic and otherwise. When finally she did confront me with those eyes, I froze. Still, standing there in that strange, shame, delirium daydream. I remembered other times, together. Like when the cop caught us in the woods. She said that she was doing a layout for National Geographic. I, arrogant with youth, told the policeman I was a gynecology student doing study work on a field trip. But that was years ago. Now nothing was very funny. It was cold, even in the spring, taken in by the definitiveness of nature. I became the blossoms on the branches that scraped the window. I became the kids playing ball in the street by the sewer. I became springtime flannel against moist flesh of the forearm. For a time, I was out of the cage of self. I became auto horns honking in the Saturday night intersection. I became bulbous sundown air on face and in fine hair of the nostrils. I became orange gravel crunched under black parking lot tires. I became mother and baby in backyard swing passed by impervious afternoon drivers. I became younger and older sisters yanking on the red licorice on the confectionery sidewalk. All this and more, simultaneously, I was taken in by it, the sensation of it, the poetry of it, the sensation of writing the poem, the sensation of reading the poem. I was absorbed in it. But in the summer, it boiled over. After the reception, in anger and frustration, the furniture was smashed. On steaming downtown street corners, I asked my brother to block out the don't walk sign. I saw the dazed midnight pilgrim grumbling and stumbling, cold black man, surrounded by the blaring white tile of the all-night hamburger place. I didn't turn away. I just stared straight ahead. There is no lantern to light the road in this shaft. All I can tell you is to steer clear of devious shaman who would ride the tide of your wavy brain and then disappear at the crest. Thank you.